Blog Talk Radio.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, giving all honor, all glory, and all praises to the Holy One of Israel, whose name alone is Yahweh. It is a great honor and a great blessing to be able to give praises to the Most High in a little sanctuary that Yah has set for his people. My name is Moray Obadiah Yisrael of the House of Yisrael, located at 2330 Kemper Lane. And this is nothing but the truth. And we're giving all honor, all glory, and all praises to the Holy One of Israel, whose name alone is Yahweh. Now, who is Yah? Well, Yah is the creator of the heavens and earth, the sea, and all that in them is. Yahweh is the Savior and the Redeemer of not just Israel, but of the entire world. And Yahweh is our lawgiver. Yahweh is our judge. And Yahweh is our king. And he alone will save us. So we give all honor, all glory, and all praises to the Holy One of Israel, whose name alone is Yahweh. And let me say shalom to all of our people that are listening via the internet, whether it be Facebook, Blog Talk, or YouTube. For we know that the only reason why you're tuned in is because of your fear and your love towards the Holy One of Israel, whose name alone is Yahweh. And what will we be discussing this evening? Well, this evening we will be discussing the business of Yahweh. All throughout the world, there's a pestilence that's taking place. And it's shut down businesses. It's rerouted people that were gainfully employed. And now they don't know from whence their next check is coming from. You have people that were going to various institutions of education, and the schools were shut down. And it has thrown a lot of people's, what they will look at as their future, in chaos, in total disarray. And what they're looking at is, well, how are we going to eat? How are we going to live? How are we going to survive? My very existence relies on this university. My very existence relies on this place of employment. It relies on this car that I drive, this house that I live in, these clothes that I wear, the jewelry on my body. It relies on this. And if I lose this, then what is my identity? What is my purpose? And undoubtedly, you will learn this ideology and these ideas if you are involved in these various institutions of so-called higher learning. If you don't have one thing in common, and that's one thing and one goal that we should all have, and that's the business of Yahweh. At the end of the day, none of those things matter. At the end of the day, none of those things will bring you salvation. But when you are in the business of Yahweh, that is your salvation. That removes the confusion. That removes the darkness. That removes the doubt that you have. And that removes you not knowing your purpose. In Ecclesiastes, the third chapter, it says time and purpose. It's to everything. So if you're in the business of serving Yahweh, then you know purpose. You know time. If you're in the business of Yah, then there's certain people that you're going to be standing in front of. There's certain people that you're going to be introduced to that you wouldn't be introduced to attending these various institutions, having this status of these cars that you drive, this house that you live in, this big bank account that you're relying on. If you go through the internet and you look at YouTube and various sites like this, that's all you see is men that have made themselves knowledgeable in just how to make money. But what happens when what happened in Egypt happens? When money loses its value, when all you have is yourself and your works, how are you going to survive? How are you going to live? It's getting various degrees and getting all type of marks from the heathens. Is that what is going to give you substance to survive? Well, undoubtedly, no. And this is why we're speaking on the business of Yah, because the wisdom of Yahweh has let us know one thing in particular, and it let us know this in the book of Proverbs, the 22nd chapter. In the book of Proverbs, the 22nd chapter, I'm going to begin reading, I'm going to read the 29th verse. In Proverbs 22 and 29, it reads, "Seest thou a man that is diligent in his business? He shall stand before kings. He shall not stand before mean men." And when I looked up this word business, it took me to the word malaka, which means deputyship, ministry. So when you're dedicated to your duties, when you're dedicated to your works, when you're dedicated to the ministry of your servitude towards the Most High, you stand before a certain class of people. And the wisdom of Yahweh will let you know that you stand before kings. You will not stand before mean men. That's how you know that the nation of Israel has failed in the servitude of Yahweh. Because that's exactly who we're standing before this very day. We're not standing before kings. We're standing before mean men. And we're hoping that they relieve us of this oppression. We're hoping that they give us some prosperity. We're hoping that they give us some salvation. We're looking to them to deliver us. But we're not standing before kings, because we have not learned the business of Yahweh. And this business of Yahweh, you can't attend at the University of Cincinnati. This business of Yahweh, you can't go to the various colleges that they have on campuses. You can't go to the Hebrew biblical schools and learn about the business of Yah. If you want to truly learn about the business of Yahweh, it's only one place and one place you can go. And that's to the word of Yahweh. That's his Torah. That's his Tanakh. That's his laws. That's his testimonies. That's the only way that you're going to learn about the business of Yah. Because everything else is going to tell you some of the things to do for Yah, but it's going to throw a lot of additives and preservatives in it. It's going to add to and diminish greatly. In other words, it's not going to be perfect. But when you seek it from the word of Yahweh, you're seeking perfection. You understand the business of Yah. So you understand the work. You start to understand the works of Yah. For instance, turn with me to the book of Genesis, the second chapter. And in the book of Genesis, the second chapter, I'm going to begin to read the very first verse. And it reads, "Thus saith, thus the heavens and the earth were finished, and all the host of them. And on the seventh day, Elohim ended his work which he had made. And he rested on the seventh day from all his work which he had made. And Elohim blessed the seventh day and sanctified it, because that in it he had rested from all his work which Elohim created and made. And these are the generations of the heavens and of the earth when they were created, in the day that Yahweh made the heavens, the earth, and the heavens, and every plant of the field before it was in the earth, and every herb of the field before it grew. For Yahweh had not caused it to rain upon the earth, and there was not a man to till the ground." So Yahweh, in his wisdom, is letting us know that to cap off his work, to let you know that Yahweh had finished his business in creating the heavens, the earth, the seas, and all that in them is, Yahweh capped it off with the Sabbath day. And not only did he cap it off with the Sabbath day of the week, he blessed it. And not only did he just bless it, but he sanctified it. He set this day completely apart. So if you are in the business of Yah, if I am in the business of Yah, then how can we have any type of business plan? How can we have any type of business portfolio? How can we have any plans of success and the Sabbath day not be included? The Sabbath day not be involved. See, you think that because you own your own company and you're able to draw financial, you got a payroll. And they say, well, man, your company's in the black or your company's in the red. You done went down to the Hamilton County and done got you a little license that you are in the business of your own. No, when you're in the business of Yah, you run everything by the inspiration of Yah, including knowing that Yahweh ended his work. Yahweh ceased his work by giving it rest. He rested. And this is the same rest day that Yahweh gave to his people. And this rest was so glorious, this rest was so beautiful, that Yahweh was able to kick back and reminisce about what he did the day before. He was actually able to detail his works because he was refreshed. He was resting. So he let you know, look, I didn't cause it to rain upon the earth because there was not a man to till the ground. So I made man from the dust of the earth to till the ground. And this is what Yahweh is saying in Genesis, the second chapter, in the fifth verse. It says that every plant of the field before it was in the earth, and every herb of the field before it grew, for Yahweh had not caused it to rain upon the earth. And there was not a man to till the ground. But there went up a mist from the earth and watered the whole face of the ground. And Yahweh formed man of the dust of the ground and breathed into his nostrils the breath of life. And man became a living soul. And Yahweh planted a garden eastward in Eden. And there he put the man whom he had formed. And out of the ground made Yahweh to grow every tree that is pleasant to the sight and good for food, for the tree of life also in the midst of the garden, and the tree of knowledge of good and evil. And Yahweh detailed what he planted and why did he put man there to till the ground. And what was his commission? Because when you in the business of Yah, Yahweh will give you your commission. Yahweh will give you your purpose. Yahweh will tell you what you were created for. Now, some people will read this, and they would think that this is something totally different from Genesis, the first chapter. They would think that this is another man being created called Adam. Well, where is that a testimony that there was a nation full of Adams? See, a lot of people will run to other books. But if you're going to be studied and you're going to be well in the business of what you're doing, you got to have an outline. You have to have a standard. And right here in front of us, this is the standard if we're going to be in the business of Yah. Yahweh said he made man to till the ground, that he placed them in this garden. And in this garden, he made trees. And he planted these trees, and they was pleasant to sight, and they was good for food. See, Yahweh was telling you about his works, so you know how you have to work 6 days in the week, and you know how you have to conclude the week, by resting, because that's what your Elohim did. He rested. He ceased from his work. And he was refreshed. Now, does that mean Yah was sitting in the corner somewhere, sweating, having to be fanned? No. No, Yahweh was resting. He was able to rehearse every act he did from the first day to the sixth day. Rehearsed them in the ear of his servant Moses. Because when you in the business of Yah, you know your works that you're doing during the week. You don't let a day get away from you. You know that you've done purposed every day for something to happen, for some work to be done for Yahweh. And this is what Yahweh is setting the standard, that if we're going to be in the business of Yahweh for 6 days, we got to produce. Because that's what our Elohim did. For 6 days, he produced. And the seventh day, he ceased from his works. And if you incorporate this in your business, I can assure you that you'll stand before kings. You won't stand before mean men. Of course, people may laugh at you. Of course, people may not understand what you're doing. Of course, people say, man, one day not enough. What about 2 weeks, 3 weeks, a month? No, Yahweh know what is sufficient for rest. He sees from his work for one day. And that's what we can do. We can cease from our work for one day. Now, anybody that disagrees with that, well, all you have to do is say, well, is the Sabbath day blessed? Whether or not we are able to make sacrifices or not, is the day blessed? Is the day sanctified? And if the answer is yes to either one or both of those, then why wouldn't you be blessed and sanctified in it? If you're in the business of Yahweh, there's a certain way that you move. There's a certain way that you carry yourself. There's a certain behavior that we're supposed to have so that we will stand not before just the average man, but you stand before kings. You stand before messengers because you're producing works, but not works of yourself, but works of the Most High. Turn with me to the book of Psalms, the 37th division. And in the book of Psalms, the 37th division, I'm going to begin reading at the very first verse. Psalms 37 and 1, it reads, "Fret not thyself because of evildoers, neither be thou envious against the workers of iniquity." And our people are envious of the workers of iniquity every day. Well, why do they get to come over here and be prosperous? Why do they get rich? Why is it I'm trying to do the right thing, but I'm poor, but he come over here to do the wrong thing, and he got all the wealth? Well, wisdom is letting you know, fret not yourself, be not thou envious against the workers of iniquity. Because of this, for they shall soon be cut down like the grass and wither as the green herb. But this, if you were in the business of Yah, this is what you're supposed to be doing. This is what we're supposed to be doing. In verse 3, trust in Yahweh and do good. So shall you dwell in the land, and verily you shall be fed. Trust in Yahweh and do good. You may not know the laws, statutes, judgments, and commandments to the T, but just do good. And trust in Yah. And Yahweh said you will stay in the land and you'll be fed. See, this is what happens when you're in the business of Yah. You don't have to worry about your enemy paying you to eat. You don't have to worry about your enemy paying you for you to live. Yahweh said you'll stay in the land and you'll be fed. You just got to trust in Yah and do good. And look at what else Yah told us to do. He said, delight thyself also in Yahweh, and he shall give you the desires of your heart. You want to know why you don't have that car that you want? You want to know why you don't have that house that you want? You want to know why you don't have that bank account that you've been desiring? You want to know why we're not prosperous as we should be? Because we're not delighted in Yahweh. Now, what you are delighting in is the bank. What you are delighting in is that money. What you are delighting in are those trinkets. But you're not delighting in Yahweh. And this is why Yahweh, this is one of the reasons why Yahweh said he cast us out into captivity. Because we didn't serve him with gladness. Joyfulness of heart for the abundance of all things. We didn't delight in Yahweh. But if you in the business of Yah, you have to delight in Yah. And it says he will give you the desires of your heart. When King Solomon came to the Most High, Yahweh said, what is it that you require? What is it that you ask of me? And King Solomon said, look, Yahweh, all I want to do is have the heart to discern, to judge your people righteously. That's all I want. And Yahweh said, because you didn't ask for riches, because you didn't ask for fame, you're going to have both of them. Because Yahweh said, look, I'm going to give you the desires of your heart. You think the Most High want to see his people? Yahweh calls us the apple of his eye. You think the Most High want to see his people oppressed, downtrodden? You think the Most High want to see his people the tail and not the head, the borrower and not the lender? No. It's only because we haven't been in the business of our Elohim while we're in this predicament that we are in even to this very day. It's not because you're not working hard enough. It's some people that's working two or three jobs. They don't never see the inside of a home. They get off one job and go right to another. And get off that job and go right to another. They being afflicted all day and all night. But ask them, how much have they delighted in Yahweh today? Did you read the word of Yah? Did you meditate on the word of Yah? Did you even think to pray to Yah? Did you thank Yahweh for the food that you ate, for the water you drunk, for the clothes on your back? How much did you delight in your Elohim? And the reality is, very little. But this is what Yahweh said to do if you want the desires of your heart granted. But let's continue reading. It says, commit thy way unto Yahweh. Trust also in him, and he shall bring it to pass. Everything that we're crying for today, no justice, no peace. We want to burn the city down. We want you to recognize that Black Lives Matter. We tired of being downtrodden. We tired of being oppressed. Man, we want reparations. We want this and we want that. Well, all Yahweh is saying, look, trust in me. Delight in me. And commit your ways unto me. And I'll bring what you want to pass. And in verse 6 it says, and he shall bring forth thy righteousness as the light, and your judgment as the noonday. And look, why? Because Yahweh orders everything. What does it say in verse 7? Rest in Yahweh and wait patiently for him. Fret not thyself because of him who prospers in his way, because of the man who bringeth wicked devices to pass. So don't fret not. Don't desire that. Don't say, man, I've been keeping the Sabbath day for 5 years, and I'm in the same spot. Well, this man worked every Saturday, and he getting raises. He got a new car. He got the clothes that I want to buy, the shoes I want to wear on my feet. Yahweh said, look, you got the rest in him. See, it says in wisdom lets us know that it is better the end of a thing than the beginning. You may see your enemy prospering now. That may be how it began, but that's not how it's going to end. You may be crawling on the floor looking for crumbs. That may be your beginning, but if you're in the business of Yah, that will not be your end. But you got the rest in your Elohim. You got to know that everything that you're doing today is to build for a better tomorrow. Everything, every sacrifice that you make it today is so that you may survive the night, to make it to another day. We got to rest in our Elohim. And in verse 8 it says, cease from anger and forsake wrath. Fret not thyself in any wise to do evil. That's right. Let's get our emotions in check. That's why wisdom let us know that he that controls his spirit is better than him that takes a whole city. But he that doesn't have control of his spirit is like a city broken down without walls. Don't be so hasty to be angry. Don't be so hasty to do half wrath. Oh, I got to get them. I got to tear down this business. Because we got to show them. You got to show them what? Why don't we show Yahweh that we in the business of our servitude towards our Elohim. Because Yahweh let this be known in verse 9. It says, for evildoers shall be cut off. But those that wait upon Yahweh, they shall inherit the earth. For yet a little while, and the wicked shall not be. Yea, thou shalt diligently consider his place, and it shall not be. But the meek shall inherit the earth, and shall delight themselves in the abundance of peace. So what are you worried about? An insurance inheritance, a 401k, unemployment, all these temporary trinkets that's only going to get you from moment to moment. When Yahweh said that the meek is going to inherit the whole earth. So why dedicate your desires to be towards your enemy? Your enemy don't own nothing. Absolutely nothing. Everything that they got, Yahweh loaned to them. Yahweh gave to them as a possession for a time and a season. But Yahweh say, if you be meek, if you be humbled, if you be low, you will inherit the earth. See, to be in the business of Yah, this is what we got to try to be. See, we not like the heathens. Done taught us to be cutthroat, to be backstabbing, to lie to get to the top. And you got to chop off some heads to get to the top. No, that's how the wicked get their dainties. But Yahweh said, if you be patient, if you trust in Yah, if you delight in Yah, if you commit to Yah, Yahweh, and you rest in Yah, Yahweh said your desires will be met. And evildoers will be cut off. Because Yahweh is looking for righteousness. And the only way that you're going to be righteous, the only way you're going to be diligent in your business to Yah, is if you're seeking righteousness. Turn with me to the book of Isaiah, the 52nd chapter. In the book of Isaiah, the 52nd chapter, and the first verse, it reads, awake, awake, put on thy strength, O Zion, and put on thy beautiful garments, O Jerusalem, the holy city. For henceforth there shall no more come unto you the uncircumcised and the unclean. Shake thyself from the dust. You mean with all that money, with all that mansion, with all this jewelry, with all these fine clothes, with these $1,000 in your pocket, you still dirty? You still have to shake yourself from the dust? No, because when you in the business of Yah, you think your blessings you got to see. But when you in the business of Yah, the best blessing you can be is spiritually awakened. Because Yahweh say we've been asleep for too long. That's why he says, shake yourself from the dust. Arise and sit down, O Jerusalem. Loose thyself from the bands of thy neck, O captive daughters of Zion. You've been working and working and working, and you don't even realize you've been working to be a slave. You done forsook the Most High and stop being a servant to be a slave. That's why Yahweh asked in the book of Jeremiah, is Israel a servant or a homeborn slave? Because you'll forsake serving Yahweh to go be a slave. And that's backwards. And Yahweh is telling us to wake, to awake ourselves, to shake ourselves from the dust, and put on our beautiful garments. And then in verse 3, it says, for thus saith Yahweh, you have sold yourselves for naught. Sold yourselves for absolutely nothing. No prosperity whatsoever. And it says, and you shall be redeemed without money. So you seeking reparations for man for what? What is it that man can give you that Yahweh can't? What is it that man can give you and provide for you that Yahweh can't? Well, let me tell you what he can provide. A lot of strife. a lot of separation. He'll give you a lot of pride. He'll separate you from your Elohim. Because what he'll really trying to have you do is serve him and not the Most High. But when you in the business of Yah, you got to see past this. You got to know that I'll pass up these temporary dainties today for everlasting life tomorrow. Because I'm in the business of my Elohim. And you'll start to see who you stand before or be the upper, what they would think in captivity, as the upper echelon. Yahweh said, you have been redeemed already without money. And it says, for thus saith Yahweh, my people went down aforetime into Egypt to sojourn there, and the Assyrians oppressed them without cause. Now therefore, what have I here, saith Yah, that my people was taken away for naught? And they that rule over them make them to howl, saith Yahweh, and my name every day continually is blasphemed. And that's all our people doing is howling today. One day, man, we're going to get this straight. We're going to give you another stimulus. Next minute, hop is stuck in limbo. And our people just howling like, oh, whoo. You get the money, and you can't even enjoy it. Because it's like putting water in the net. They just go right through. Because you're being oppressed. Because you're trying to seek after the business of man and not the business of Yah. And look at what it says. And it says, Yahweh's name every day is continually blasphemed. Look at what you will sacrifice. Look at what you will forsake. All to chase Babylon's dainties. But the sacrifice unto Yah, you will profess and proclaim, you can't do that. You can't serve Yah. You can't commit to your Elohim. Man, you can't be in the business of Yahweh in captivity. You got to commit all your works to the heathens. But then to sit up online, get on the telephone, get in circles and complain about the heathens all day. Well, what you complaining about them for? You done committed your works to them. That's who you delighting in. That's who you committing in. That's who you rested in. You're not in the business of Yah. You in the business of serving man. So what do you think is coming for you? Yahweh done already let you know when you downtrodden, you'll go into the land of oppression because Yahweh will drive us there. But look at what it says. It says, therefore, my people shall know my name. Therefore, they shall know in that day that I am he that does speak. Behold, it is I. Yahweh is saying, even through in the midst of all this oppression, his servants are going to know that it is he that is speaking. And if you got eyes that can see and ears that can perceive and hear, you will know that Yahweh is speaking to this very day. This is how you know that this is the captivity that Yahweh was speaking about, that when he told Abraham about this nightmare that he was having. This is the captivity. Because every day Yahweh is showing you that his wrath is rapidly approaching. And he's speaking. That's why he's saying, gather yourselves. Be diligent. Be in the works of Yahweh. See, when you believe in your Elohim, when you hear the words of Yahweh, you don't have to be convinced if Yahweh's word is the truth because you already know it. You don't have to stand there and say, well, Yahweh, you're going to have to show me because you already know the wrath of Yah. You already know that every word of Elohim is pure. That's why Yahweh said, look unto the rock from which you were hewn, and from the hole of the pit for which you were dug. Look unto Abraham, your father. And why did he say this? Turn with me to the book of Genesis, the 18th chapter. In Genesis, the 18th chapter, and the first verse, It reads, "And Yahweh appeared unto him in the plains of Mamre, and he sat in the tent of Dor of the heat of the, in the heat of the day. And he lifted up his eyes and looked, and lo, three men stood by him. And when he saw them, he ran to meet them from the tent doors and bowed himself towards the ground. Now, how did he know that this was Yahweh and his host if he wasn't in the business of Yah? If he wasn't, his ministry wasn't dedicated to the Most High. His duties and works wasn't dedicated to the works of Yah. How would he know this? He just would have been like, man, who are these four cats coming up to my door? Man, I may have to pop a cap on somebody. No, he didn't think like that because he knew. Man, this right here, this is something from the heavens. This is my Father approaching. And look at how he carried himself because he was in the business of his servitude to the Most High. And he said in verse 3, my master, if now I have found favor in thy sight, pass not away, I pray thee, from thy servant. Let a little water, I pray you, be fetched, and wash your feet, and rest yourselves under the tree. And I will fetch a morsel of bread, and comfort ye your hearts. After that, you shall pass on, for therefore are you come to your servant. And they said, so do, as you have said. And Abraham hastened into the tent unto Sarah and said, make ready quickly 3 measures of fine meal and knead it, and make cakes upon the earth. This is what Abraham did. Excuse me. This is what Abraham did. He went to work. He knew. He said, look, I'm going to work. My wife going to work. He like, after we wash your feet, after we feed you, then we know you can go on your way. But please, before then, please don't depart from us. See, Abraham was in the business of Yah. He was staying ready, so he didn't have to get ready. Now, if Yahweh showed up at your door, would you be ready in this manner? Or would Yah say, man, what in the world are you eating? What in the world are you preparing? Man, you don't even have nothing to wash my feet. Because you don't even have no water. No, don't wash my feet in no grape juice. I don't want my feet washed in no Tahitian treat. How many of us are prepared? How many of us are preparing ourselves to be in the business of Yah? And when you're in the business of Yah, you're willing to accommodate. You're ready to accommodate. See, this is why Yahweh said, look unto Abraham. Because he was ready to accommodate. Because he knew, look, this is my Elohim. These are his hosts. Let me prepare works. Let me prepare water. Let us prepare some food. But how many of us are considering this today? Very small number, if any. Turn with me to the book of Genesis, the 20th chapter. And in the book of Genesis, the 20th chapter, I'm going to begin reading at the first verse. And it reads, and Abraham journeyed from thence towards the south country and dwelt between Kadesh and Shur, and sojourned in Gerar. And Abraham said of Sarah his wife, she is my sister, and Abimelech, king of Gerar, sent and took Sarah. But Elohim came to Abimelech in a dream by night and said to him, behold, you are but a dead man, for the woman which you have taken, she is a man's wife. But Abimelech had not come near her and said, my master, will you slay also a righteous nation? said he not unto me, she is my sister? And she even herself said, he is my brother. In the integrity of my heart and innocency of my hands have I done this. And Elohim said unto him in a dream, yea, I know that thou did this in the integrity of thy heart, for I also withheld you from sinning against me. Therefore suffered I you not to touch her. Now therefore, restore the man his wife, for he is a prophet, and he shall pray for you, and you shall live. And if you restore her not, know that you shall surely die, you and all that are thine. So Yahweh let Abimelech know. Yeah, I know. That's why I warned you. I refrained you from laying with my servant's wife. That's why I did this. But I'm going to have my servant pray for you because he's a prophet. He's my messenger. And too many times we caught up in the vanity of what we think we know. Well, let's sit there and say, well, all the prophet, man, he just tell the future. No, a prophet can pray and stand in the gap for you because he's a messenger of Yahweh. And if he diligent in his business to Yah, Yahweh go hearken. Yahweh will commission him to. But if you're not diligent in your business and you're just doing what you want to do, speaking your own words, you get props to the Most High every once in a while, but you all about self. You think Yahweh going to have you petition for somebody else? No, because somebody going to have to petition for you. See, this is what happens when you in the business of Yahweh. Yahweh will have you standing in the gap to pray for nations. And what did Abraham stand in front of? King. Kings. Because he was diligent in the business of Yahweh. He stood before kings. He didn't stand before a mean man. Now, are you and I in the same position to say that we can say this? No. We stand before mean men every day, pleading for mean men every day. But we got to, if we were diligent in the business of Yah, we don't have to worry about none of this that's taking place because we will be dedicating our servitude to the Most High. Turn with me to the book of Deuteronomy, the 18th chapter. See, far too long, we've been removed and been trusted in vanity, believing in vanity, following after vanity, not even knowing the purpose, not even knowing Yah's messengers are still in the earth even to this very day. Look at the standard that Yahweh set up in the book of Deuteronomy, the 18th chapter and the 15th verse. It reads, Yahweh, your Elohim, will raise up unto you a prophet from the midst of you, of your brethren, like unto me, and unto him you shall hearken, according to all that thou desires of Yahweh, your Elohim in Horeb, and in the day of the assembly, saying, let us not hear the voice of Yahweh our Elohim, neither let me see this great fire any more, that I die not. And Yahweh said unto me, they have well spoken that which they have spoken. I will raise them up a prophet from amongst their brethren, like unto you, and will put my words in his mouth. And he shall speak unto them all that I shall command him. And he shall and it shall come to pass that whosoever will not hearken unto my words, which he shall speak in my name, I will require it of him. But the prophet, which shall presume to speak a word in my name, which I have not commanded him to speak, or that shall speak in the name of other gods, even that prophet shall die. Now, did Yahweh say that the prophet that speak his own words or in the name of other gods, he shall pray for you, he shall stand in the gap for you, he shall petition for you? No, it says he shall die. Because he's not in the business of Yah. He in the business of himself. He in the business of selling these devils. But he is not in the business of Yahweh. And it says that he shall die. And it says, if you say in thine heart, how shall we know the word which Yahweh have not spoken? And that's what we should be asking today. How, if we diligent in the business of our Elohim, that's what we should be concerning ourselves with today. And asking this question. How shall we know that which the words that Yahweh have not spoken? Because all we try to do is serve our Elohim as correct as we possibly can. To be upright. Because this is what Yahweh commissioned us to do. Yahweh already said what he commanded us to do. And that's to seek righteousness. To seek meekness. So it may be that we shall be here in the day of his anger. So you seeking righteousness. And the number one question that should be asked is, how do we know the words which you did not put in the mouth of your messenger? And it says in verse 22, when they prophets speak in the name of Yah, and if that thing follow not, nor come to pass, that is the thing which Yah have not spoken. But the prophet has spoken it presumptuously, thou shalt not be afraid of him. Now everybody will sit and they will say, man, they talking about y'all. Because y'all talking about this is the year of the 400 years. Well, what's going to happen if nothing happens? Well, ask yourself, what will happen if something does happen? Are you prepared? Are you seeking the business of Yah? Or are you waiting for Moray Ishah to be wrong? Moray Ishiah to be wrong? Moray Nephtali to be wrong? Moray Obadiah to be wrong? What are you waiting for man to be wrong for? What do you care about what man say? Yahweh the one that said he going to redeem his people. Yahweh the one that said he going to save his people. Yahweh the one that says that he going to take us from the midst of our enemies. What you worried about what man wrong about? You should be in the business of Yah and worried about preparing yourself for the deliverance from your Elohim. But if you are not in the business of serving Yah, if you're not in the business of Yah, you're not worried about standing before your king. You just want to stand before a bunch of mean men. And all they're going to do is give you a $2 raise the day before all money getting cast to the ground. Giving you 40 acres and a mule, and the land is polluted. And the mules are tainted. That's when you're in the business of man and not in the business of Yahweh. Turn with me to the book of Exodus, the 19th chapter. In the book of Exodus, the 19th chapter, I'm going to start reading at the 4th verse. And it reads, you have seen what I did unto the Egyptians, and how I bare you, O eagle's wings, and brought you unto myself. Now therefore, if you will obey my voice indeed, and keep my covenant, then you shall be a peculiar treasure unto me above all people, for all the earth is mine. And you shall be unto me a kingdom of priests and a holy nation. These are the words which you shall speak unto the children of Israel. See, when you diligent in the business of Yah, see, this is all you're going to stand before is kings. All you're going to stand before is princesses and princesses. Because all you're going to do is stand before Israel. And that's what the name Israel means. As a prince who has power with Elohim and with man and has prevailed. All you're going to stand before is royalty when you're in the business of Yah. For many people to quote this scripture, but they're not in the business of Yah. Because it says, we have to obey his voice, keep his covenant, then we will be a peculiar treasure. But you're not being a peculiar treasure if you want to know why Yah's time don't fit in the heathen's time. Why Yahweh's words don't add up with the heathen's words. Why the deliverance that Yahweh said he going to deliver his people in look different than how the heathen say the Most High delivers. You're not in the business of Yah. You're not trying to confirm the words of Yah. You're trying to confirm the words of man. Now, how is that going to prosper you? How is that going to lead you in a way that is good? How is that going to make you a kingdom of priests? See, in order to be a kingdom of priests, we got to be in the business of Yah. And it's got to be about Yah all day and all night at all times. That's why it says, in all your ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct your path. To be not wise in your own eyes, fear Yahweh and depart from evil. So is anything wrong with going to school to getting degrees? No. Is anything wrong with trying to get raises even if you're working in Babylon? No. But what you have to do and what you have to know, believe, and understand that none of these things are even as important, less so more important, than your servitude towards the Creator. That's it. You have to be in the business of Yahweh. And you will stand before kings and not mean men. And the testimony speak of that. How do you think Yosef rose on the prominence? Because everything he did in the name of his Creator. Therefore, he stood before kings. How do you think Daniel and the three Hebrew brothers made it through captivity? Because everything that they did in the name of their Creator. And they stood before kings. How in the world do you think Yaakov worked for his father-in-law, Laban, for 20 years? Had his wages changed 10 times. But when he came out with a great substance. And who did he stand before? His brother Esau. And who was Esau? King. Because the words of Yahweh will not be cast to the ground. He who is diligent in his business shall stand before kings. They shall not stand before mean men. And we standing in front of some of the mean men we standing in front of because we're more diligent in our servitude towards them than our servitude towards Yahweh. And this is why we're not prospering. Even in the end times, even in the last days, you can prosper. It says in the time of famine, Yosef was gathering grains like the sands of the sea. Because he was doing work of his Elohim. He wasn't doing it for his own glorification. He wasn't doing it for his own edification. He was doing it for the work of his Elohim because he was in the business of Yah. And if we want to see our desires met, then it's not going to come from voting. It's not going to come from opening up businesses. It's not even going to come from being expert farmers. It's going to come from our servitude towards Yahweh. And if Yahweh's not on the forefront, if Yahweh's not the head, if Yahweh's not the inspiration, then everything is being built, everything is being dedicated, everything is being worked on is in vain. It's in vain. Turn with me to the book of Isaiah, the 53rd chapter. In the book of Isaiah, the 53rd chapter. In the very first verse, it reads, who have believed our report, and to whom is the arm of Yahweh revealed? For he shall grow up before him as a tender plant, and as a root out of a dry ground. He hath no form nor comeliness. And when we shall see him, there is no beauty that we should desire of him. He is despised and rejected of men, a man of sorrows and acquainted with grief. And we hid, as it were, our faces from him, and he was despised, and we esteemed him not. See, when you in the business of Yah, it's not going to always be pretty. They're not going to be waiting to rise you up on their shoulders and raise up your arm in victory and say, we have a champion in Yahweh. No. You're going to be despised and rejected. the closer you get to your Elohim, the more the people going to hide their faces from you. Is it looking familiar? Is it looking similar? People can be drawn to everyone and everything else. But as soon as Yahweh's servant stood up at this podium and start praising Yah, you got to start off with your differences. Like, look, I don't see it the same way you see it, but I don't look at it the same way you look at it, but I don't believe what you're saying, but is you making a difference? You making a difference because you're really trying to hide your face. Like, look, I come to the class, I support, but I don't want to make it look like I'm in solidarity with you. Even though what you showing me is thus saith Yahweh. Even though what you showing me is the testimonies of Yah. But who believes these reports? This is how you know Yahweh's servant is working today. Who believes in these reports? Whom is the arm of Yahweh revealed? Certainly not to you. That's what they would say. Not to you. Not to y'all. But when you in the business of Yahweh, you know exactly whom Yahweh revealing his word to. You know exactly whom Yahweh showing his testimonies to. Because what you're looking for is what Yahweh did. And that's put in his works and show forth his works. But if you're not, then this is just another Negro on a microphone speaking into a camera. This is all it is. Because you're not going to believe it. You're not going to hearken to it. And you're certainly not going to prepare yourself. But how can you not? But then say you for the business and in the business of Yahweh. Turn with me to the book of Ezekiel, the third chapter. In the book of Ezekiel, the third chapter, I'm going to read the very first verse. Moreover, he said unto me, Son of man, eat that thou findest. Eat this roll and go speak unto the house of Israel. So I opened my mouth and he caused me to eat that roll. And he said unto me, Son of man, cause your belly to eat and fill your bowels with this roll that I give you. Then did I eat, and it was in my mouth as honey for sweetness. And he said unto me, Son of man, go, get thee unto the house of Israel, and speak with my words unto them. For you are not sent to a people of a strange speech and of a hard language, but to the house of Israel. But not too many of a people of a strange speech and of a hard language, whose word thou cannot understand. But surely had I sent you to them, they would have hearkened unto you. But the house of Israel will not hearken unto you, for they will not hearken unto me. For all the house of Israel are impudent and hard-hearted. And then it says, Behold, I have made your face strong against their faces, and your forehead strong against their forehead. As an adamant hardened in flint have I made your forehead. Fear them not, neither be dismayed at their looks, though they be a rebellious house. So we don't get disappointed when you don't believe us, when you don't hearken to our words. We none but men. Nothing but dust. Yahweh said that they won't hearken to you because they won't even hearken unto me. So we don't get frustrated. We don't get upset. We don't get mad. How dare you not listen to me? Yahweh said they won't even hearken unto me. So you about know what type of commission you got coming. But Yahweh said, look, I'm going to make your forehead hard as their forehead. As an adamant stone, as much as you won't listen, You want to call lies. You want to put thumbs down on the lessons. You want to do all these things, and we'll be here tomorrow praising Yahweh, testifying for Yahweh, witnessing for Yahweh, glorifying Yahweh, magnifying Yahweh. Why? Because we in the business of Yah. And it's not to impress the people. If anyone we trying to impress is our Elohim. If it's anyone we trying to grow nigh to with these lessons, is unto our Elohim. Now, if you in the business of Yah, you will come with us. If you in the business of Yah, you will draw nigh yourself. But if you're not, then all you will want to be is combative. And that's what they accuse the service of Yahweh of being. They say, man, y'all combative. Y'all just this. Man, I ain't like Elisha because that's all he wanted to do. I don't like y'all because that's all y'all want to do. Well, look at what commission that Yahweh gave to his servants in the book of Jeremiah, the first chapter. In the book of Jeremiah, the first chapter and the 10th verse, it reads, "See, I have set thee over the nations and over the kingdoms," and this is what he set us out to do, "to root out, to pull down, and to destroy, to throw down, to build, and to plant." So in order to come together and be peaceful and joyous, we got to start, the first elements are destruction. We got to root it out. We got to pull down. We got to destroy. We got to throw down in order to build and to plant. And when you in the business of Yah, you know that you got to do this. This is your commission. This is what Yahweh has raised you up to do. But if not, all you want to do is speak peace, love, hair grease. That's all you want to speak. No, I don't want to talk about that. That's divisive. No, I don't want to witness to that. That's divisive. No, I don't want to speak about that because that's divisive. But your commission as a servant of Yahweh, it's time for us to root out, pull down, throw down, to destroy. Before we can build the plant. So before we can come together and talk about the things that we do agree on, how about we come together and talk about the things that we don't agree on? Because something got to be destroyed, because Yahweh has to be magnified. Yahweh has to be magnified, and Yahweh is going to be magnified. But this is our commission. This is your commission if you're in the business of Yah serving Yahweh. And you got to be in the business of serving Yahweh. Because if you're not in the business of serving Yahweh, then who are you a servant to? And what is your servitude for if it's not for Yah? Turn with me to the book of Isaiah, the first chapter. In the book of Isaiah, the first chapter, and the 16th verse, it reads, "Wash you and make you clean. Put away the evil of your doings from before my eyes. Cease to do evil. Learn to do well. Seek judgment. Relieve the oppressed. Judge the fatherless. And plead for the widow." Well, maybe that's why a great number of us are not in the business of Yah. Because the elements is dealing with yourself. First, we got to wash ourselves and make us clean. It's easy to go out and say, well, look, I'm just going to be a hunter. I'm going to be a fisher. Yeah, but what about your sins, transgressions, and iniquities? What about your shortcomings? Are you washing yourself? Are you making yourself clean? Are you putting away the evils of your doings before the eyes of Yahweh? Are you ceasing to do evil? Are you learning to do well, and are you seeking judgment? And you'll skip all that and say, yeah, but I relieve the oppressed. I judge the fatherless, and I plead for the widow. Well, how are you doing that successfully if you're not doing first washing you and making you clean and putting away the evil? See, when you're in the business of serving Yah, we have to do a complete 360 evaluation of ourselves. We have to be committed to doing a complete 180, turning from our ways. Then we can judge righteously. But when you're in the business of Yah, you got to know that it's not about you. It's not about what people have to say to you. People patting you on your back. Because when you're in the business of Yah, your servitude is to Yah. Your works are to Yah. You witness for Yah. You relieving the oppressed for Yahweh. You judging the fatherless and the widow for Yahweh, not for yourself. Now, so Yahweh can remember you and remember that you in the business of doing work for your Elohim. Turn with me to the book of Isaiah, the 58th chapter. In the book of Isaiah, the 58th chapter, I'm going to read the 6th and 7th verse. This is the fast that Yahweh's chosen. It says, is not this the fast that I have chosen? To loose the bands of wickedness, to undo the heavy burdens, and to let the oppressed go free, and that you break every yoke. Is it not to deal thy bread to the hungry, and that thou bring the poor that are cast out to thy house? And when you see the naked, that you cover him, and that you hide not thyself from thy own flesh. This is the fast that Yah said that he's chosen. So even if you never fasted a day in your life, you never refrained from eating and drinking, there's still hope. Do the fast that Yahweh said that he has chosen. But if you can't find yourself to do this, and all you worried about is what you losing, what you're not receiving, then how in the world are you in the business of serving Yahweh? It's impossible. It's impossible. It's all out impossible. Turn with me to the book of 1 Samuel, the 3rd chapter. In the book of 1 Samuel, the 3rd chapter, I'm going to read the very first verse. It says, and the child Samuel ministered unto Yahweh before Eli. And the word of Yahweh was precious in those days because there was no open vision. See, this is what happens when people say, man, there is no prophets. There's no messengers in the earth today. Yahweh was setting up a messenger because in that time, there was no open visions. And as it says in the book of Proverbs, the 29th chapter, it says where there is no vision, the people perish. And because there was no open vision, the people perishing. And because people are saying there's no open vision today, the people are perishing. If you think that the vision today is to march to the White House and to have Black Lives Matter on the wall or on the floor, that's not a vision. If you have a true vision, it has to be of Yahweh. And this vision has to be tailored by Yahweh, because that's the only way that we're going to have good success. That's the only way that we're going to prosper. We have to be in the business of Yahweh. And how it has been and how it is that there's too much vanity being promoted. There's too much vanity that's being spoken on. And all this week, what's been dealt with is negative spirits. Well, that's what happens when you're not in the business of Yah. These negative spirits have an influence on you. They have a draw on you because you're not in the business of Yah. You're in the business of everything that's vain. And as the saying goes, an idle mind is the devil's workshop. So if we're not in the business of serving Yah, if we're not in the business of dedicating our works unto Yah, then how in the world can we have good success? How in the world can we prosper? How in the world can we be led in the righteous way? And how in the world are we coming out of this captivity? People say we're not coming out of this captivity till we get our hearts right. Well, when do you plan on getting your hearts right? If you're not in the business of serving Yah, if you don't believe his laws, statutes, and testimonies, then how are you ever going to prepare your heart to be ready? And the answer is you're not. Because you're not having dedicated yourself to being in the business of your servitude to Yahweh in the first place. So this is why this is taking place. This is why this is happening. Because you're not dedicating yourself. And it's time for us to dedicate ourselves. It's time for us to apply ourselves. It's time to put our works to Yah. Because truly, this is the only way that this will happen. In the book of Malachi, the fourth chapter. In the book of Malachi, the fourth chapter and the fourth verse, it says, "Remember ye the law of Moses, my servant, which I commanded unto him in Horeb for all Israel, with the statutes and judgments. Behold, I will send you Elijah the prophet before the coming of the great and dreadful day of Yahweh. And he shall turn the heart of the fathers to the children and the heart of the children to their fathers, lest I come and smite the earth with a curse." And if you're not diligent and if you don't recognize that Yahweh have sent and is sending messages upon this in this earth, even unto this very day, Yahweh said he going to smite the earth with a curse. So if you're not in the business of Yah, if I'm not in the business of Yah, if we're not in the business of Yah, then know that nothing good is coming. Nothing light is coming forth. It's only darkness. And we've been in darkness for far too long. So let us come and dedicate our works and be in the business of Yahweh. And if you want to start, a good day to start is tomorrow, the Sabbath day. Because that's the day Yahweh rested and ceased from his work. That's what Yahweh said is a sign between him and his people. That they know that Yahweh is Elohim. And the only way you're going to know if Yahweh is Elohim is if you're in the business of Yah. And if you're in the business of Yah, you're going to stand before kings and not mean men. So until tomorrow, Yahweh loves you, and so do we at the house of Israel. Shalom.
Fathers of Israel, I have so much high self-esteem. Glory in myself, as many of us did. It made me feel as if I was the highest thing on the world because I thought I knew the greatest secret on this earth. Men and women were burning down institutions of education and rioting because they wanted black history. And I said, I found black history right here in the Holy Scriptures, and I found out that I'm part of the holiest, greatest.
Yeah, I serve with refined purpose. Walk through the iron furnace, not burning 400 years. You got it, no time, purpose. Wise flourish, fools following folly. The blind person, eyes hurt and let the light in. Like I despise curtain, watch out for them lying. Service, humbleness, I'm trying purchase. Cause it's kind of hard to stay on your job with pride working. What's his name and his son's name, if you can tell? Yahweh Elohim, a host, his son's name is Israel. So awake, Yaakov, and watch out for your sins. Yahweh be with you, you be with him. If you seek him, he will find you. Do not put his words behind you. If you forsake him, he will forsake you. So please be mindful. Life is a battleground, so break up your fallow grounds. Seek righteousness and sow in mercy till he showers down. Your former is out of rain. We start in the latter days. Jacob no longer repressed and thinking like a slave.
Yahweh is his name. His word just came to us as the rain. Yahweh is his name. His word just came to us as the rain.
Is that Yahweh? Is
Yahweh is
Yahweh
his name.
Is our lawgiver. Yahweh is our
His word just came to us as the rain.
When I call, O Elohim, O my righteousness, you haven't lost. When I was stressed, you heard my prayers, have mercy upon. When I almost slipped, you grabbed my foot and told me to hold on. O sons of men, how long will you turn Yah's glory into shame? And love, live in vain, walking in your own way. See, life be always separated to himself. Death from death, with understanding, knowledge is my help. Follow these steps, please, Yah Shemar, when I call, standing out on sin. Commune with your own heart while you're still in your bed. See, life, offer the sacrifice of righteousness. Put your trust in Yah, so your life just lit. No, some will say, ain't no good in this day. Yah, let this countenance shine its light on his face. Put gladness in my heart more than the time when they whine and crease. Now I will both lay me down in peace, cause only Yah keep me safe.
Yahweh is his name. His word just came to us as the rain. Yahweh is his name. His word just came to us as the rain.
Is Yahweh.
Yahweh is his name.
Yahweh is our lawgiver.
His word
Yahweh
has came to us as the rain.
I glorify the Israelites. I have so much high self-esteem.